today I have a question from Joe, and he is 18 from Illinois, and I'm going to paraphrase his question for you. So basically, Joe has a fear of talking to women, to put it plainly. Ever since he was in the sixth grade, he had an experience where he was sweaty and it was just a terrible time for him at the dance, okay? Since then, he's very nervous around women. He says that he has tightness in his chest and the sweating thing is an issue. He was trying to ask a girl if they went to the same gym, and he said that he made just kind of an idiot of himself. And he wants to know, how can he overcome this kind of nervousness around women, or how can he overcome his fear? Okay. So that's his question. All right, Joe. So this is the dealio, okay? What you're dealing with, a lot of people deal with. What you are actually dealing with is called anxiety, okay? So sometimes when people have anxiety, they have panic attacks. Now, I'm not saying that you're having a full-blown panic attack, but you're having some of the symptoms of it, and those are from your anxiety, right? When people have panic attacks, they have a racing heart, they feel weak and faint and dizzy, they have a tingliness in their hands and their fingers. They are fearful, they have chest pains, they have breathing difficulties, and they are just, you know, feeling completely and totally out of control of their situation. Okay, so some of these things are similar to what you expressed. Now, I know that you're not having a full-blown panic attack, but as I said, you are having anxiety. And the best thing to do when dealing with anxiety, if it is not a serious case of anxiety now, because, you know, there are times that people have anxiety and they actually take medicine for that to kind of help balance the chemicals in their body to deal with the emotional feelings. Because what people don't realize is what you are feeling emotionally can also affect you physically. Okay, so keep that in mind. So let's deal with the emotional part second, and we'll deal with the physical part right now. So to kind of deal with the physical part of what's going on here with your nervousness and talking to women, what I want you to do is, just as a person would sit down when they're having an anxiety attack and they kind of breathe in, breathe out, I want you to kind of recognize the fact that you are breathing. Your lungs are moving. You are taking oxygen in and breathing carbon dioxide out. And with that in mind, it will help you to realize that you need to make sure that you are taking the proper breaths, okay, when you begin talking to a woman. Now, I'm not saying that you need to be like, you know, whatever. I don't want you hyperventilating, and I don't want you like breathing so far in and out that, you know, your nostrils are expanding and your ears are flopping. No. What I want you to do is, I want you to recognize the fact that you are breathing, that God gave us breath to breathe. That will help you, okay, to kind of ease into this process. And if you start getting nervous and the anxiety starts to build, take a nice breath in and out, and you can just kind of talk like that, and it's even sexy that way, okay? So that's the first thing. Take a breath of fresh air. Enjoy it, okay? For the sweatiness, okay, that's just a natural reaction that comes with being anxious, okay? So there's not a whole lot you can do about that. That has to do with your body chemistry and your genetics and blah, 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 blah. I'm sure there are some scientific medical things you can do for sweating, but in this case that is dealing with your anxiety, think of a cool day, a cool breeze going by, and that will help your mind to sync, you know, with your hands that are probably, you know, sweaty palms, and kind of calm that sweating down a little bit. You know, think cool. Okay. Now, that deals with the physical part. Now let's talk about the emotional part of you having a hard time with talking to women. Here it is for you. Okay. When it comes to you and your emotional self, okay, I know men don't like to talk about emotions because, you know, it's, at least in American society, it's frowned upon for men to even feel anything. But you are having emotions. The fact that you are referring back to sixth grade and you are 18 years old, okay, that means that that experience that you had was traumatic, and it has caused you post-traumatic stress, which means that whenever you are put back into that situation again, okay, you relive that situation that you were in and it causes for a fear, a wall goes up and you immediately lose. So why is that happening? Because you believe that what happened to you that day is going to happen to you again. So by saying this, even if it's not verbally, but saying it in your mind that what happened that day is going to happen again, you are, my friend, walking into what is called self-fulfilling prophecy. Okay, that is something that basically happens when you think something and you believe it to be as it is, and therefore it becomes that. And what we call it in church is, speaking things into existence. The power of the tongue is a very essential thing. You have to realize when my mom, when I was coming up, my mom always, like, when we were kids and with me and my brother and my sister, and we'd be playing around like, oh, I broke my arm. She'd be like, no, don't play like that. And I always thought she was being just overly dramatic. Like, Ma, come on, I'm a kid, I'm playing, whatever, you know. But she's like, no, don't say that, because that kind of thing can happen. You can speak these things into existence. Okay. So when you are thinking about approaching a woman, don't think about it negatively. Think about it positively. Because what you don't want to do is you don't want to speak that into existence. You do not want to fall into the self-fulfilling prophecy that every time you talk to a woman is going to end bad. Because that, my friend, is what you have done. Okay, now, so how can you get over this? Okay, one, physically, you got to breathe. Emotionally, you have to let that go. You've got to let go of the fear that you have, you're holding on to, that you have had for some time now. You have to start believing in who you are and believing that you have something to offer this woman. She's lucky to have you, but why? You gotta prove that to her. Just like you take a test to school and you give it to your teacher, you are proving that you know the knowledge, that you have the knowledge, right? You're proving that you know your stuff. You're proving that you studied and you deserve the grade that you got, okay? Just like when your parents, you know, say, hey, Joe, now you're 18, but whatever, if you're still living with your parents. If your parents are like, hey, Joe, you know, you can't do this because, you know, you weren't listening to me, and you come back with but mom or dad, you know, I've been working so hard this week, blah, 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 these are my grades. You are proving to them that you deserve it. So just like you have proved yourself to your teachers, you have proved yourself to your parents, you need to prove yourself to yourself, or you can begin proving yourself to these women. The reason, beyond the fact that you are having anxiety, okay, and beyond the fact that you're having post-traumatic stress, and beyond the fact that you've got self-fulfilling prophecy going on here, you also have low self-esteem when it comes to women. And let me tell you, low self-esteem to a woman, especially attractive woman, whether she's attractive to you for her beauty or she is attractive to you for her mind, because it should be both, okay, what that is stinks, 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 okay? We do not want to be with a guy who has low self-confidence. You know why? Because it brings us down. And if you didn't know this, women already have low self-confidence, many of them, and they're already dealing with that. So they don't need to deal with a guy who has low self-confidence too. You're supposed to be the one telling them how beautiful they are. And you can't do that if you're down on yourself. So what does all this mean? Look, take a second look in the mirror, figure out who you are, and then believe in that. And then you will have the guts to get out there and start talking to women who you genuinely think, as you said, are beautiful. I do think it helps to have girls that are friends, attractive girls at that. I also think, since you're so young and this, you're not kind of new to this dating thing, it wouldn't hurt to have a couple of guys around you that are, you know, seasoned in this and that are totally confident and totally good with girls to kind of push you the extra mile. But if you don't have that, you don't need it. Have guy friends that you feel comfortable, you know, spreading your dating and relationship issues to and kind of confiding in, that's okay. You don't need them. All you need to do is have the guts to just approach a girl. I encourage you every week from the time that you watch this video, approach 2 girls a week. Girls that you do not know, girls that you think are beautiful, and just approach them and give them a compliment. Eventually, you're going to grow your confidence in your ability to approach these women. And let me tell you, confidence is key, especially when it comes to attracting a girl. If you really want to get a girl, you got to get some confidence first. And in the meantime, and in between time, watch my video on how to talk to beautiful women, you know, how to have great conversations with women, because actually I'll put that one here below, because it's really important that once you actually start the conversation, that you can keep it, because if you can't, sorry, but you lost again. So Joe, breathe. 1, believe in yourself. 2, start approaching girls. 3, it only gets easier. Practice makes perfect. And really what this is practice. Okay? So I hope that helps. If you guys have any questions, please feel free to email me. My email address is askchantel@gmail.com. That is ASKCHAUNTEL. Thank you so much for watching, and do not forget to subscribe. Hugs and kisses.